Chapter 1. In many parts, and many ways, God of old having spoken to the fathers in the prophets, in these last days did speak to us in a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he did make the ages, who being the brightness of the glory, and the impress of his subsistence, bearing up also the all things by the saying of his might, through himself having made a cleansing of our sins, sat down at the right hand of the greatness in the highest, having become so much better than the messengers, as he did inherit a more excellent name than they. For to which of the messengers said he ever, My son thou art, I today have begotten thee, and again, I will be to him for a father, and he shall be to me for a son. And when again he may bring in the firstborn to the world, he saith, And let them go before him, all messengers of God. And unto the messengers, indeed, he saith, Who is making his messengers spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. And unto the Son, Thy throne, O God, is to the age of the age, a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy reign. Thou didst love righteousness, and didst hate lawlessness, because of this did he anoint thee, God, my God, with oil of gladness above thy partners. And, thou, at the beginning, Lord, the earth didst found, and the work of thy hands are the heavens. These shall perish, and thou dost remain, and all, as a garment, shall become old. And as a mantle thou shalt roll them together, and they shall be changed, and thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. And unto which of the messengers said he ever, Sit at my right hand, till I may make mine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all spirits of service, for ministration being sent forth, because of those about to inherit salvation,